from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Monday, December 23rd, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A small child was killed in a crash Friday afternoon in Northeast Ohio's Austinburg Township. According to the State Highway Patrol, the four-year-old was a backseat passenger in a Honda CR-V that was stopped at an intersection. As it pulled away from the stop sign, the Honda was hit by a Jeep. Drivers of both vehicles were not injured. The State Highway Patrol is investigating the crash. The accused shooter in a homicide at a restaurant in the Columbus suburb of Gahanna will face a judge in just days. ONN's Kristen McFarland has more.
William Marshall was arrested Friday after police say he shot and killed a customer at a Subway restaurant. According to court documents, Marshall was due to be arraigned, but the state filed a motion to waive his bond. His arraignment is now set for Thursday.
A man is recovering in the hospital after he was pulled from an icy pond in Geauga County. ONN's David Greenberg in Cleveland has details.
The Newbury Fire Department says this was on Music Street when a man in his 70s tried to rescue his two dogs that had fallen through the ice. He ended up in the frigid water for over 20 minutes. Crews with ice rescue suits managed to pull him and the dogs to safety. He was flown by helicopter to University Hospitals in downtown Cleveland.
A teen with a gun caused a temporary lockdown yesterday at the Dayton Mall. Police say the teen was handling the gun when the firearm discharged. A bullet struck the teen in the abdomen before he fled, and police were unable to locate him. The gunfire resulted in a temporary lockdown for hundreds of holiday shoppers at the mall. A popular holiday train in Northeast Ohio derailed near the village of Peninsula Saturday night. ONN's Danielle Wiggins reports.
In a statement from the Cuyahoga Scenic Valley Railroad, we learned that their North Pole Adventure train derailed. The statement says three cars went off the track but remained upright. 588 people were on board at the time and no injuries have been reported. Cuyahoga Scenic Valley Railroad says it provided coach buses to transport passengers to their Rockside station in Independence following the incident. What caused the derailment is still under investigation.
There's new information after the termination of a Northwest Ohio fire chief. ONN's Stephen Jackson in Toledo has the story.
Former Port Clinton Fire Chief Kent Johnson's appeal against his firing in a sexual harassment case has been rejected. This is according to the law office representing the accuser. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation launched a probe in 2023, and Johnson was later indicted on multiple charges, including menacing by stalking, gross sexual imposition, and voyeurism.
Following their 42-17 victory against the Tennessee Volunteers, Buckeye fans are counting down to New Year's Day when Ohio State returns to the Rose Bowl. It will be a rematch with the Oregon Ducks, who the team fell to earlier this year by a single point. And a reminder for those traveling during the holidays to be careful with social media posts. ONN's Megan Hartnett has more with Wood County Sheriff Mark Vasilishin.
Some people tend to post on social media that they're not going to be home or that they're going to be out of town. But Wood County Sheriff says if you want to post about your trip, wait until you get home.
You're telling so many people that you are not home, your place is vacant, especially if you say, hey, the dog's at the pound and, you know, no one's there. We're having a great time, blah, blah, blah. People put way too much information on social media.
And if you do post, Sheriff Vasilishin says make sure your privacy settings are on. If public, your post is available to everyone.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.